Hello, we are back. I have finally returned after a sickness of having mono and strep at the same time, which is why we weren't able to provide to you an episode at the regular scheduled programming. I don't know if that's a phrase to be used there, but we are back and we're better than ever. We have Dylan Lusk in the studio, and he's going to describe what he's been up to lately. He's back for his second time, and joining him is the superstar of the music world, and he has been for several decades, Bono, and he tells us all about the new band he's traveling around with. All that and much more. There's going to be a lot more. We'll talk about more stuff on today's episode. Today's guests, Dylan Lusk, as well as Bono. Musical guests, a couple chanting and clapping protesters, and your hosts, Johnny Trowbridge and Mike Calhoun. It's hard to know where to start. Hello,
hey.
Internet people. Hey.
What's up?
How's it going?
How's your yellow shirt?
This is I. It's not a shirt.
Yes, it is.
But hello. Welcome to the Unbelievables. This is Mike Calhoun. Always here for you. But except when I'm sick. I'm currently recovering
I was like, always here for you, unless we're not.
Unless we're not on schedule. Because we are late. This is a late episode. But joining me, of course, is my co-host, Johnny Trowbridge.
Bonjour.
Of always. Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur. But yeah, I'm recovering from having both mono and strep. For those thinking about getting it, don't suggest.
Don't recommend.
I don't recommend. No. If I had to Yelp strep plus mono.
What about TripAdvisor?
Ooh, TripAdvisor. It's a trip, bro. I'll tell you what. I had some hallucinations.
4 out of 5.
I had some hallucinations that I should have,
wanted
like,
to die.
I should have recorded myself. Like, I should have narrated what was going on. Because I would, at one point, I took, I had a fever.
Serious?
Yeah, I had a terrible fever. I took NyQuil and sleeping pills because I was like, I need to sleep.
That's not good.
And I was conscious still. I'd close my eyes though. And the second my eyes were closed, I was seeing weird like scenes play out. And I was like, it didn't matter what I was trying to think of. I was trying to think of anything but what was happening. And just nonsense was happening. I was like in an old timey bar at some point, and there was like people in the bar I had never seen before. That's what people
were people say. Interacting with you, or are you just watching?
I was just watching. I was seeing scenes unfold. It was very creepy, and I was terrified.
Close your eyes, Marion.
Oh yeah, exactly. Don't look. Don't open your eyes. You think they're gonna reboot the Indiana Jones? They're gonna do prequels since they're doing Han Solo prequels. That would be upsetting to
the
me.
The next Indiana Jones has Harrison Ford in it.
Well, they said they make one, he would be interested.
No, he only did Star Wars because they said they would do one.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Wait, are you sure? That's I thought it was the opposite way around.
Mm-mm. That's positive.
Oh, okay.
And they're doing one.
Didn't hear that news.
It's in the works.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it. Mm-hmm. Everyone look it up to make sure Johnny's right.
No, don't.
Because I don't take his word for it.
Just trust me.
Oh, man. How have you been, my friend? It's been a little... We went and saw a movie together. We saw Logan.
It was pretty good.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it greatly.
It was very, very gory.
It was extremely gory. Is that a problem you have? You
no,
don't like gore?
It's just after the 95th head stab.
95th?
Yeah.
95th. Like, you know, Barney Fife. 95th
head stab. I was like, you know, maybe...
Maybe fewer head stabs?
Maybe fewer head stabs.
Now, here's an interesting question. Is it counted as more head stabs to you because he has 3 blades, so it's like 3 per guy?
Yes.
Oh.
And the goriness amount.
You were like, oh, 3 head stabs is enough. That's just one go.
Well, okay. If someone gives you a really good punch,
yeah.
You're like, oh, God, that was a good punch.
Good punch.
But if they're doing like that one after another, you're just like, maybe too much.
That reminds me, Indiana Jones, you just watched. Said
there's some good punches.
Some good punches, and there are some good times where he doesn't punch. He chooses to shoot
people, yeah.
And that's great.
That's great.
Those are great times.
I love that there's one where he's on the tank and those 3 guys stand up in a single file for some reason.
Yep.
And he shoots through all 3 of them.
Yep.
They all fall separately.
Yep. That's a great scene. That's great food. Great movie making.
Right that is there. Great movie making.
Speaking of great movie making, you may see him in the movie someday. Hopefully not. It's Dylan Lusk.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello, sir.
How are we doing?
We're doing well. How have you been?
Good. I was just swimming by, so I figured I'd enter
so
this
much.
Submarine.
See, we have radar, so we like detect when comedians... We have comedian radar.
That tells you how funny someone is?
Yeah. And we
don't pick him up.
Once we get someone over a 2.1, it's on a scale of 100, so we have very low, low standards.
There's not much to choose from around here.
Yeah, you were pinging at about a 2.5, so... There you go,
hey,
man.
You're well
not
over.
Not the worst.
Yeah,
not the worst.
Not nearly the worst. And so we just, you know, raised the net. We just let it float up, grab you.
Raised the net?
Yeah, we raised, we released
up.
The note, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it floated up, snagged you, pulled you in, and we're
seems
happy to have you.
Yeah.
Inefficient. No. Well, what did you see? You had a
That's
terrible
why
idea.
I put the claw on there.
You put the claw, it sinks, it's heavy.
Yeah, but
Dylan knows
it's like an anchor.
You rise to the top, then you claw them in.
Well,
underneath.
I didn't want to go up to periscope depth.
I was trying to get to the claw, but the net got me.
Yeah.
We got the net first.
Mm-hmm. Well, the claw is sharp, so probably shouldn't have gone near.
Yeah, we would have sliced them right
in
half.
Saw a slice of fish. Right? Oh,
that's also how we get fish.
I'm not trying to slice Dylan in half, unless that's something you're into.
Didn't know that's what we were going to talk about.
If it's
today.
Not something, though, I'm so sorry. Actually, I have that written down. Don't talk about being sliced in half.
Yeah, he's pretty sensitive.
Back when he was a magician.
Yep.
Bad times.
See, what was crazy is when you were a magician, you chose to slice yourself in half.
Right.
I'll try to refrain from saying that phrase.
He still can't watch the end of episode one.
Wait.
Phantom Menace. Whatever. Go on.
Oh, yes. Because every episode one refers to Star Wars.
Yes. I understand.
Every pilot.
I'm
that
so
was
sorry.
Someone being chopped
every,
in half.
I understand now that not everyone thinks about Star Wars as much as I do.
Every pilot. TV terms. See, you're
hey,
on TV. You,
right?
We'll see you on the screen someday.
That's me.
On the
even if it's just,
screen.
You know, someone playing a YouTube video or a Facebook video on their TV. That's
what television is
that's
now.
That's exactly what it is. Exactly. YouTube's making TV.
Yeah, they're making
a TV channel.
Not great TV, but they're doing it.
Absolutely not. It's still TV, but it is terrible.
Yeah.
And we all know that.
That's
and we're
true.
All going to accept it. And we're all going to watch it anyway.
Yep.
I don't even
have a choice, really.
We don't.
No.
We don't have. We turn it on. Oh, I guess I'm watching.
Are you talking about YouTube
this ASMR
Red?
Video or something? This is terrifying. What are they just scraping sandpaper on a dog? Okay.
Hey. Oh man, that stuff's good.
That's the best. Isn't that truly the best stuff? That's my favorite video.
That stuff. Oh man.
I could live and die for those things.
I have a playlist of 900
taking hot dogs out of a Ziploc bag. my favorite.
What?
My favorite program.
I do like that one. That one's one of my favorites.
How have you been, Dylan? You
good.
Just been
busy,
living in the,
I guess.
Busy.
Yeah.
Good. That's. I mean, that's always a good thing.
Yeah. Really wanted to sleep today, but
well, I mean, you can't sleep when you're swimming in the ocean.
You can sleep when you're dead.
Which will happen if I sleep in the ocean.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
Go down for a dirt nap in the ocean.
You know what? That's why they call it the dead man. The dead man float. What's that float where you stick your head down into the water?
I thought you were about to tell me. You sounded
dying.
Very
yeah.
informed. You
that's,
sounded so much more
like
informed
dying.
Than I was.
You might be dying. No, when you're learning different floats to do, like you fill your lungs up and you put your head in the water.
Well, when I was learning floats.
Does not sound like an efficient way to float.
Sounds like the opposite way. Yeah, yeah. I did not learn those floats. I learned root beer float.
Yes.
And then that's the float.
And Thanksgiving
about like a parade, yeah.
Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Thanksgiving Day floats and those are
and the back
all,
float.
All the floats.
And
the, I know. I didn't. I don't even know what that
they're
is.
Good floats.
They are good floats. You know,
they do the job of floating
much better
True.
Than a dead man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I still think the dead man float's a thing, but
I would take a parade over drowning any day.
It's
I
not
think.
Drowning.
Now would you want to
it
be
sounds
in
like
the
you
parade?
Drown eventually.
Eventually everyone drowns.
All right, well, let's get out the scale. We're
there's
gonna
a
put
lot
on
of
one
people
side.
That have never drowned.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
You better check your facts.
not if we have
very
anything
loose
to do
definition
with it.
Of drown, I guess.
Well, here's a good question though. We'll put drowning on one side of the scale. Now, you said you would take a float over it. Would you have to be in the parade? You said you would take over it. Would you have to be in the parade or just watching?
Just
a parade?
Near it, I guess.
Just near
yeah.
it. So in the vicinity of a parade is better than drowning.
Uh-huh.
All right, let's put it on the scale. He is right. He's right, absolutely.
Why do they call those floats in parades? They don't actually float. Maybe
they look like it.
Maybe in the beginning.
Kinda, you hang stuff over the wheels, it looks like.
Absolutely. It's an illusion. And you know, he knows all about illusions.
Yeah. You don't have time for my illusions. maybe eventually it was like they just like filled a canal with water and then they just sent floats down and they're like, you know, this is way too inefficient. And then
we should just do down the street.
Yeah, we should do down the street.
Well, yeah.
You can't keep building boats for one day.
So many boats. People keep like no one can get close to them because they're in the water.
And then they would just send all those boats to third world countries like the Super Bowl t-shirts.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that was last year's
even the right boat.
Yeah,
that's why everyone's slums look like they're made out of plaster and tin and what's that?
and
what's
the
that
giant
paper?
Turkey.
They all look like they all look like the slums of like a Final Fantasy show game where it's everything's like weirdly shaped, like everything's. Why is this building in the shape of a crown? I don't understand.
That's the Capitol building.
This one looks like Elmo.
I'd want to live there.
So, what have you been busy with, Dylan? What have you been up to lately?
I'm just doing a bunch of. I work for a company that does piano lessons on YouTube.
Okay.
Yeah, Quincy Jones runs the company, so I'm technically like 2 degrees from Quincy Jones now.
Quincy Jones. Now, I don't know Quincy Jones.
What a great...
How do you not know Quincy Jones?
Perhaps I do, and I just don't recognize the name right.
Well, you know Rashida Jones, right?
Of course.
You've met her father?
Yeah.
I've never met...
That's Quincy Jones.
Rashida Jones?
Well, like Jones Soda?
Well, they used to run that, but it's not as lucrative anymore, so they were like, how about
why is that lucrative?
Lessons?
I love Jones Soda.
Jones Soda's good.
My money alone funds them.
You don't see it as much, though.
Does that mean Rashida Jones is from the Ohio area?
No.
Because I'm assuming you...
Jones is not
no, this
Ohio
is a company in New York.
Oh, yeah. So you just outsourced.
I don't know where she's from. Maybe she's from Ohio.
Are you outsourced or just like semi-outsourced since you're just like a state away?
I wouldn't call it outsourced because I'm white.
Insourced.
Wait, what? It's outsourced from its source, New York.
But outsourcing
your
is
talent
usually
that
like
they conscripted
India
from another area.
Call center, right?
That's true. That's the general thought.
Wasn't there a really like racist TV show about that called Outsourced?
Yeah, there was.
Maybe?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Sorry I learned everything from television.
Hey, we'll see you on there someday.
Hey.
Okay, that's all we can say. That's all we can say. So you've just been busy with work and stuff. You've been doing a lot of shows lately?
Not quite.
Just been really busy.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, you do a lot of shooting and stuff. That keeps you busy.
I had to film a Carpenters tribute show last night.
Oh, man.
Carpenters?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That's the sort of stuff
like
my dad
band,
would watch.
Not just like the Trade.
I wish it was the Trade. That would I honestly
they had a
thought
bunch
it...
of bands together to honor those tradesmen, you know?
That's kind of what I thought it's at first.
It's just like furniture on a stage.
Yeah.
Isn't the Carpenters just a duo, like a brother-sister duo from like the 70s?
I think they're a couple.
Oh, are
not
they?
Like, but I don't know.
Well, it's just like the White Stripes. Who knows?
Yeah.
It's just like the Targaryens.
They're like married,
I'm sure
but they're
they've
posing.
Done some stuff.
Oh my god! Yeah, I think they're related, but they do stuff. Hey, it's the 90s.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Hey, you're on the road.
Stuff
what are you gonna do?
It's the 90s.
It is the 90s.
That's true. It is the 90s.
I was man, Carpenters tribute show, this is going to suck. And by the end, I was like, the Carpenters rip. And I listened to the Carpenters the whole drive home.
Oh,
you
shit.
Did?
Hell yeah.
Don't tell anyone that.
What's their?
I'm so sorry. I won't. You know, we'll cut that part of the show. Yeah, out. Right. We won't let anyone know that you listen to the Carpenters. Yeah. I need to listen
cut
to these Carpenters now. If it's just
what's
a bunch
their...
of you know sounds of you know electrical saws and nails.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And
damn.
People like swearing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uh-huh. My thumb.
Unless they're like you know Jesus, he wouldn't swear.
Yeah,
he was a carpenter.
He was a carpenter too. He was the.
I'm
best
sure he did
carpenter.
On the job.
You know what? I think
that's true.
You know what? I would forgive him for that.
Yeah, he's on the
Jesus,
clock.
You know what? Some people say that Jesus forgave us. I forgive him.
Yeah.
For swearing on the job.
Yeah, no one ever forgives him.
No one ever
it's
does.
Very one-sided.
Extremely. It's kind of selfish.
Like, why isn't anyone forgiving me?
I know. You know, like, maybe he went to the cross. He went to the grave.
And then everyone else
not
think he
a
built
single
that
person.
Cross?
Oh, man. I hope he didn't. I bet when he was making it, he was just like...
The ultimate.
That would be horrible.
A bad omen.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, I hope this never...
Like, this is the last time I build a cross for somebody.
You know what? This is literally the last time I build a cross for anyone.
He's like bragging about it while he's out there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this is terrible, but look at the craftsmanship.
Yeah, like when he's being lifted. Oh, man, these edges.
How sturdy.
Look how beveled. Look how well beveled these edges are.
If you look at the back, there's some Celtic knots.
Celtic knots. And that's how we know Jesus was Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
What? Celtic knots.
I get
right.
it.
I wasn't sure if he was Catholic yet, so I think that confirms it.
There you go. It's confirmed.
I was like, is he?
Absolutely confirmed. I've been listening to Eminem. When I got sick, I started listening to Eminem in chronological order. So I started with Infinite, and then I went into Slim Shady, and then Marshall Mathers, and I went,
okay.
listened to them all. And I discovered that I didn't own Marshall Mathers 2, the one he released with Rap God on it.
Oh, I don't even know that one.
Oh, I'm disappointed in you.
Well...
Well, it came out in 20...
I'll see you guys later, then.
I'll see you in hell.
Wait, Rap God? Isn't that the one where he raps a bunch of different weird ways? That one's pretty
rap
good.
Rap God? He just raps quickly.
Yes.
In that song.
That's what like Busta.
Like Busta Bus.
That Rhymes. Is a fast rapper.
He's a fast man.
Watsky's pretty fast, too, I guess.
Yeah, but he doesn't make great music, unfortunately.
Jeff Gordon, fast.
You know what? He's extremely fast.
He's so fast.
He's extremely
Usain
fast.
Usain Bolt?
Also, so fast, the
very
fastest.
Very fast.
Arguably the fastest man on earth.
Yeah. Cheetahs, in general?
Well,
in my opinion, the fastest man on earth.
In your opinion, cheetahs are or Usain Bolt?
In my humble opinion, Usain Bolt is the fastest. Like, we could argue, but I think he's the fastest.
Okay, I'm not going to argue with you because I'll just trust you on that.
Just trust me. Don't look it up.
I've seen him race a couple times. He's all right. He's an okay.
Really?
I don't know. He's never raced me.
He only runs for like 8 seconds.
I know.
Like, let's see you do something longer.
Yeah, some longer running.
Until he races everyone in the world, you can't really say.
It's like, so you think like when he was growing up, like he was just determined to get to school in the morning as quickly as possible because his home life was terrible. So he just ran there. And he just got that fast that way.
Probably late all the time too because of his horrible home life.
Absolutely.
He was probably in the morning.
He was just so much tension. He was trying to get to school and he was always late.
Yep.
The Flash.
What it probably was, he's going to school and there's like this neighbor has a horrible dog that he never puts on a leash and every day it chases him.
Oh, yeah.
But do you think dogs were ever as fast as Usain Bolt?
No way. That's why he's alive, because they never caught him.
Well, wouldn't you think they got him a couple times, so he had to keep working at it? Yeah.
Or they got all his siblings.
Oh.
Like, maybe they would all run to school in the morning. And then so
you're like, neighbors, stop hiring these vicious hires.
Well, we know what we need to do in America to get some really fast runners. We just need
put vicious dogs on
vicious
every corner.
Vicious dogs at every corner of every school.
That's right.
And so the kids will run, and we'll
like,
just weed out all the
slow
ones. Absolutely.
It would be fun to watch those races if there were like pit bulls chasing them throughout.
Wouldn't it?
They might run faster.
Yeah, that would be good. And then at the end, shoot at the dogs, put them on a spit, have a nice meal.
Yeah. Everybody wins.
What?
Everybody wins. You get to feed the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
All those stupid, dumb animals going, we're here for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
We're classy.
We're here to eat dogs.
Yeah, we're at home watching on television like classy people.
Yeah.
And they're like animals at these stadiums just watching these people run like... nonsense.
Yes.
Such nonsense.
They're the
what is it? It's like the Coliseum all over again.
It is the Coliseum.
Why don't we just murder them all, the winners?
We should just call every stadium the Coliseum.
Absolutely. We should.
They're all kind of based off of it, right?
Yeah. Everyone's ripping off the Coliseum.
Yeah.
They should be getting royalties.
Yeah. The guys who built I decree this now that the guys who built the Coliseum should be getting royalties.
I mean the Coliseum, and I don't want to be rude, but like, I think you copied a little bit.
Every ticket sold in every stadium on the planet needs to give some royalties to them.
They would be so ridiculous.
They'd be rolling in it.
Maybe that's what the convenience fee is on all those tickets.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This whole time. Now I can't complain.
It's Coliseum
every
fee.
Time
it's
I buy
misspelled.
Tickets. Yeah, every time.
No, I'm auto-corrected.
I'm on Ticketmaster. I can't get mad anymore because I'm...
That's why the Vatican is in Italy, because there's so much
wealth. Yeah,
there.
That's why every time I buy something on Ticketmaster, it's in euros or whatever.
That's right.
What's the Italian currency?
Euro.
It's probably like, you know, cannolis.
What?
Oh, my
noodles.
God. Noodles. What type of noodle? Oh, good heavens. All right, we're going to take a break. This has been a lot of fun. We're going to take a brief break, but we'll be right back with more of the Unbelievables in just a moment. All right, hold on.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
Hey, tomorrow's April 23rd.
What?
Yeah, do you know what date that is?
I know exactly what it is. Let's say it together.
It's Donut Day! And what's a great thing to do on Donut Day?
See, when I go out on Donut Day, I think of one thing. I go, man, I just need to get my car reupholstered.
That's what I think. I'm carrying donuts. Dozens and dozens.
Just
dozens
rolled
of
around
donuts.
Your arms. Just, you got your arms outstretched.
Yes, and I'm rolling around in my car.
You're trying to get in your car. Oh,
there's icing everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every donut day, this happens.
And then it's going to melt. It's going to get hot in your car, and it's going to be sticky, and it's going to be there forever.
That's right. And then if it's jelly filled, there's double the problem.
Oh, terrible. So then what I need to do is I need to look at that stain and think, needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Need to get that reupholstered.
Right over to North Royalton Reupholster.
If you go over to North Royalton Reupholstery.
.com
right now. We have a deal for you. It's, you type in Donut Day Disaster, no spaces,
we need a
all
picture.
Capitalizations, and you take a picture of your car being destroyed by anything.
Hashtag Donut Day.
Hashtag Donut Day. And then you tag us at
North Royalton Reupholstery.com
on Twitter. And you send that to us, and we will send you a voucher for 5% off a reupholstery by North Royalton Reupholstery by Bob and Jerry.
.com
and you can get your car reupholstered. We'll see you then.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. Some good French horn there.
Yeah.
You know a thing or two about French horn.
It's a freedom horn.
Freedom horn?
Excuse my incorrect term.
Wow. This is how I spend my night.
Wow.
I was the youngest person there.
Really? That is spectacular, truly. She has a great voice.
Is that
to
the
be 60s? Quite honest.
Her 70s.
This looks like the
I
70s.
Know, yeah.
If I had to guess.
It's actually 2013.
This was last night.
This is September 8th, 2010.
This is actually T-Pain without auto-tune.
What a beautiful voice.
What a lovely man.
Yeah. He just ruins it.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't understand what he's just doing with all that auto-tune, man. Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the unbelievable... You get the idea. Thank you very much.
Do you hear that
house
knock?
Band?
What's that? Do you hear that?
Well, that's you knocking on the table. Yeah. I was about to introduce our guest.
Oh, yeah.
But we're here. Welcome back to the Unbelievables. I am, of course, Mike Calhoun. I have my co-host of always, Johnny Trowbridge, and our guest today was Dylan Lusk.
Hello.
But we also have another guest, and we are particularly excited.
Oh, wow!
We were talking about music earlier. I'm very excited to bring you a superstar, a world star. You may have seen him on World Star. He is the lead singer of the band U2, a band I have come to know and love. It's Bono. Hello,
yeah,
Bono.
Yeah, how's it going?
Hey, Bono.
Oh my God, it, Bono.
It's Sir Bono, please.
Sir Bono, oh, I'm so sorry.
I only have two different levels of voice as well. I yell and I talk like this.
That's okay. That's perfectly fine. I mean,
just as I expected.
It'd be tough on our engineer, but just as you expected.
Do you go by Mr. Bono or Sir Bono?
Sir Mr. Bono.
Sir Mr. Bono.
So we know.
Some
we
people
know
have
a guy.
Called me Sir Mix-a-Lot, but just by mistake.
People have called you Sir Mix-a-Lot by mistake.
Who
just because it's so many
that?
Words, I assume. We've had a guest in the past that. Had very strict stipulations on how we...
Ira Glass.
Yeah, Ira Glass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I know him.
Oh, you do?
You know Ira Glass?
How do you refer to him?
Ira Glass.
That's what you call him, Ira Glass. So you don't know each other that well, because he likes... Whenever people know him...
I call him Glassy, but...
Oh, we've never heard that one.
That's a level.
He tells us that, to call him Glass whenever he gets very close with us trusts us, but Glassy...
oh my god, this
I've
is
never
all,
even heard of it.
Never. This is like Dragon Ball Z. And I haven't even seen my final form.
That's one more level.
Absolutely.
I'm not a fucking nerd.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Bono. Sir Mr. Bono. I am so sorry. I don't mean to offend you. I do want to talk to you about music, of course.
Yes.
You've been involved in music since the 70s, of course, with U2. Mm-hmm. And
that's how long?
Well, early 80s was when you guys started.
Why are you telling me about
that? Of course, I'm telling why. Why would I do such a thing? But I do want to talk to you about like what you've been doing recently with any tours planned.
Well, yes, I'm actually here. I've been going from submarine to submarine like last time I was here.
Oh, yeah.
Right, of course.
I'm on tour with my U2 cover band, U2GIO.
Is that based off Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yes.
Wait, so you are leading the cover band. So it's just you.
No, I'm the drummer.
You're the drummer.
Taking
the
on
cover
a different
band,
role.
U2GIO. Yeah.
How does that blend work? Do they just sing?
I'd like to know as well.
We just do U2 cover bands, but I play the drums, and then we have a guy named Greg singing and playing a little bit of a guitar.
Greg, I've heard of him.
We have the back on guitar.
Okay.
The back?
Mm-hmm.
There's a man named The Back, and he plays the... Okay, yeah.
He's very good. He does a lot of Edge's little wah-wah things.
Oh, wah-wah.
I don't know what he calls it.
Right. I mean, that's guitar
like
terms.
I said, I'm not a fucking nerd. I don't...
Yeah.
Of course.
That's pretty nerdy.
But... Yeah, it's and then we have Adam Clayton. He's also back.
Oh, Adam Clayton.
Oh,
Adam
Bison.
The cover band.
Okay.
M. Bison.
Well, you from the Street Fighter games? Yes. I don't know how that correlates.
Please,
I was going to ask
stop
about
being such a fucking nerd.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he Johnny Bono.
Sir Mr. Bono.
Thank you.
Sir Mr. Bono doesn't He doesn't play video games. He doesn't know these references.
I'm sorry.
We can't waste his time with that sort of stuff.
I'm just trying to impress him.
All right. do better. I
will. Impress more.
Please do, yeah. All right. Well, okay. Back to you, Sir Mr. Bono. So you're touring with your band U2GIO. I do think the pressing question is, do you integrate the children's card game television show Yu-Gi-Oh! Into your show, in your performances,
yes, we have a.
Okay. Yeah, so there is that course. is the
why
point.
Why would we do a cover band called U2GIO?
You seem like a very eccentric man.
And Yu-Gi-Oh! If we didn't incorporate Yu-Gi-Oh! In some way, I have a giant. You know the band Iron Maiden.
Of course,
yes,
I love them.
Yes.
You know Ed.
Yes.
Evil Ed.
Yeah, of course.
Well, it's basically we have our own Evil Ed.
Do you?
He's a blue-eyed white dragon.
Okay, so
wait
your
a second.
The promotions for your shows, you have the image of a blue-eyed white dragon, and fans of Yu-Gi-Oh! Will of course see this and immediately recognize it as a staple of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Series.
Well, yes, he's a blue-eyed white dragon wearing my hat. He's doing the metal fingers. You know,
I think it would be more iconic if he was wearing your sunglasses. Or is he wearing both?
Nobody wears those.
Yeah, those are mine.
Yeah.
But can't he wear... It's just a drawing, of course. Can't he wear similar?
Is it just a drawing?
I don't even know anymore. I'm so sorry.
You're the one asking me the questions. Is it just a drawing?
I have a question.
Okay, please, Johnny, save me from this. This is...
We're considering, like, video games nerdy... I just feel like, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is kind of like...
Oh, Johnny,
got
don't
this
go down this road.
Are you trying to offend me?
Oh, no, Johnny.
You are not impressing
this man. I'm just confused,
because
I just don't understand where the line is, where you consider something nerdy.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is cool as fuck.
Okay. All right. I agree.
I mean, we agree.
I agree with you.
We love Yu-Gi-Oh!
You not know? Every 50-year-old plus man I know is really into Yu-Gi-Oh!
50-year-old plus man. He knows
how
he
many
knows a 50-year-old
men do you
man
know
plus.
That are over 50
yeah.
years old? Then.
A lot, because I'm one of them.
Ah. Okay,
well,
so,
he knows one, oh. and
I know
then plus.
Mick Jagger, really big into Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay, what about...
He has a holographic Blue Eyes White Dragon card.
Oh my
oh
god.
Oh my
god.
I don't even have that.
Yeah.
And I love Yu-Gi-Oh!
Wait, do you like Pokemon then?
No, fuck that.
I just don't understand.
Dude, he probably doesn't even know what Pokemon is. That's nerd stuff,
no,
Johnny.
I know
again.
Stupid-ass Pokemon Go. And they're little Pikachus.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, can't believe
I
that.
I totally don't play
I just
play
don't
that.
Like Asian culture.
But, okay, I just don't understand.
Well, okay, I have a couple questions for Sir Mr. Bono about the
About the integration into the show. Do you guys use, like, holograms as a light show?
Well, sometimes, yes. We do have, for one song, a hologram of Tupac.
Whoa.
Now, do you summon him like he's a monster?
Yeah, we we start a fire on the stage.
Oh, no.
So you a circle of salt.
Wait, I meant like the Yu-Gi-Oh! Show, which is integrated into the theme of the band. But you're telling me that you have...
It's Tupac dressed as Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh!
That you literally summon with a demon ritual, but he's just a hologram in the end.
Well, he's dressed like Yu-Gi-Oh!
But he's dressed... Yeah, so...
Well,
how do you like this fire? Aren't these shows in the ocean?
That's a good point.
My shows? No.
You said they were at submarines.
You've been doing submarines?
I've been going from submarine to submarine promoting the show.
Yeah, that was...
Which basically means I've only been to one submarine.
Dylan, you're just my guest, so I'll let that terrible question slide.
I'm sorry, wow.
That seemed like a question Johnny would ask.
It does seem like a question I would ask.
So sorry.
So to answer your question.
Yeah, please.
We do create... We basically summon the demon of Tupac because he's obviously in hell.
Oh my good lord.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God.
And the
thought I was a lot more progressive than this.
The hologram is actually the Yu-Gi-Oh clothing. So he's not actually wearing it because he refuses to.
Oh my God. That is
so it's real clothing on a hologram?
Was there
it's a real demon with hologram clothing.
Oh, no.
He's naked.
My bad then.
Was all eyes on the demon.
We didn't want all eyes on him. So we
we brought in Tupac, but we didn't want it to be all about him.
I have a question. Was there a conversation with the demon about would he wear the clothing?
Yeah, no, he refused.
He just flat out.
Oh, I understand. So
that's why we put the circle of salt, so he can't move.
Have
you ever seen Supernatural?
Yes, I have. That's how I know. But that's kind of
that's
a nerd
where I
show.
How we got the tour together.
Honestly, I would consider Supernatural because I'm nerd shit, so I wouldn't have asked that. But I'm surprised that you're...
It's pretty cool. It's on the CW.
Pretty cool.
The CW, it's just a lot of really attractive white people taking their shirts off. So.
That's true.
Absolutely. Yep. And that's the only reason I tune in.
The Flash is pretty cool.
I just love seeing people shirtless.
I'm very confused about what you like.
I'm getting a little confused as well. I will join you in that confusion. But I want to respect our guests.
Yeah, that's right.
I understand it all.
I just wanted to make your mind
Dylan gets it.
I get it.
Dylan, are you a fan of U2 or maybe U2?
I love U2 actually. I was at T-Mobile getting a new phone and I was screaming at employees. I was like, "You don't give me that new phone if it doesn't have the new U2 album on it already."
Wow,
incredible.
Way to stand your ground.
And don't let me be able to delete it.
Oh.
And they were like, "You got it.
You got it."
So really, you just bought any iPhone because it was on iDevices only.
No, I specifically told them to do this.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. To a Droid phone.
They had to grab it from the back.
I saw your phone. It is an Android. That was very strange. But I'm into
so you told the
it's
people...
It's not an Android. It's an iPhone. It's just cracked, so it looks like an Android.
Everyone knows this. Androids are just garbage.
Just broken iPhones.
They're just broken iPhones that are resold at retail stores.
That's right.
They repackage them and everything. Everyone knows this. That's why you get those mangled USB cables. They fit in there because, they don't, they used to be.
You just got to spit on the end first and then it fits
in. Here's a fun fact about that album is we didn't want iTunes actually at first. We were, That's goatee I'm working on.
That's your goatee you're rubbing on the microphone there.
We didn't want the iTunes. We wanted our music on every Zune.
Oh, I see.
But then we realized it was 2015 and they hadn't made a Zune in 10 years.
That's true.
That's hard to do. I mean,
so what
I
we
still
did
have...
was we got a register of everyone who's still using the Zune software and went to all four people's houses and gave them physical copies.
I had a Zune.
That's so nice. Yeah. Wow.
What
that's
a giving
incredible.
I had a Zune.
As did I.
You
I
did?
Two.
You did. We were two of the four people.
We were the four people.
That got, yeah. I was, you know what? I didn't recognize you then. Because it was, 10 years ago. Or no, it was 2 years ago in 2015. It was 2 years ago in 2015. You looked so different. You were working on that goatee, but
it
didn't
still,
grow. Hadn't grown
still
in.
Still had the vertigo look.
Yeah, it's still the vertigo look.
I love that movie.
Yeah. No, that's an interesting thing I've always wanted to know.
I can't believe that man stole that idea from us.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask. Were you involved in the production of that movie, Vertigo?
No, he totally stole it from
us. He ripped it off of your album. Yes. Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
The disease ripped it off from you guys, too, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Well, yes. We
selfish disease.
Yes. Absolutely selfish disease.
I mean, I have found this out about that Alfred Hitchcock.
Oh, wow.
I can hear that. He is actually a time traveler, and that's why that movie came out in 1968.
Oh, my. So he was inspired and heard your music.
Because he was basically, yes. I mean, all of his movies are just ripping off other movies from the early 2000s.
Oh, my God.
He's like, what if I just went to the 60s and just made them then? No one made these movies yet.
Like The Birds is based off 1408.
Yes.
So
sort of.
So North by Northwest.
Kinda. I was saying Birdemic.
Birdemic, that's right.
So North by Northwest is really, he's from the future.
It's mostly How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
And he got the name, he's just like, what's a really popular thing for young people?
What's a really popular direction?
South by Southwest. Mm, yeah. I'm gonna reverse it.
Really, what if it was over there?
What if it was the see, Dylan really knows direction. Alfred last Hitchcock time when we were talking about the East and West shrimp, he knew exactly which way. He just pointed again. He pointed the correct way. North by Northwest this way.
Yep.
South by South.
The human compass. Really they call me.
They call you the human compass.
they will.
They call you the human. On TV,
that'll be my show.
The Human Compass with Dylan Lusk.
We're lost in this cave with no direction.
Which way's north? Yeah. That way.
It's this way.
Credits roll.
It would just be him. It'd just be Dylan Lusk.
Yep. Dylan Lusk. Human
produced,
Compass.
Created by.
Yeah.
Would you? Are you that kind of? I'm so sorry to transition, but I really
it's
want.
Fine.
I would like to hear from our other guests here. Would you be a kind of auteur artist in filmmaking? You ever heard that? You've heard that term.
No.
An auteur?
Must not be a
someone
term.
That, it's a French term. It's just what they call someone when they involve themselves in every step of the creative process of a film.
Oh.
And they have their hands in it. Like a director that produces,
like me with
writes.
You too.
Yeah, like Bono with you too.
Yeah, like Bono.
He's an auteur of music.
Okay.
He creates every step of the way. Would you consider yourself that in your productions? Would you be like a created by?
I mean, if I was doing it myself, but if it's just something I'm hired on, I'm right. Like, all right, this is the amount of time you paid me for, and don't ever talk to me after that hour.
So definitely not.
Definitely not, yeah. So you don't have any like passion projects in your mind hidden away that you're like, I would want this to be credited as a Dylan Lusk film?
No, not really.
Or a Dylan Lusk creation.
Me and my friend are shooting a short film right now, but it's more of a created by him.
I'd love to hear about this short film.
And I just make it happen.
Perhaps does it need to be scored still? Because we have a very prominent musical artist in the studio right now. In the
yeah, sound. You do.
Oh my God,
Tupac?
Tupac!
Hey, it's me, Tupac.
He brought the candles and the salt.
Wow.
Something may happen later.
That's a demon.
All ears on me.
That was a very good impression of Tupac. I have to say,
thank you, that was
Sir
my
Mr. Bono.
Impression?
Yes.
Yeah, it was a good impression of Tupac.
That was an impression?
Yes.
I thought that was.
I thought it was a real man.
I thought you summoned him.
I know sometimes I
yourself.
Do summon him. He does kind of enter my body sometimes.
Oh, God.
So his specters.
He forcefully enters his body. And it's
sometimes. So when you made the deal with Tupac.
The demon.
The demon Tupac. So he arrived, of course. Mm-hmm. How did that conversation go? Because you're telling me that you have some like residual problems with him entering your body.
And you tried to get him to wear clothes.
Yeah, and he didn't want to wear clothes, obviously. Bandana.
I'm pretty sure he's never owned a shirt. If you've ever seen him, he's never worn
I never saw him. I think I was dead. I think I was dead by the time he was. I was non-existent.
When were you born? Because I'm pretty sure he died in like 1997.
Then I was undead for about 7 years.
Yeah.
I was alive for about 7 years. Okay. He dies. You resurrect his demon self. How does that conversation?
Yeah, I really want to know.
We'll do a little role play. We'll have Dylan be you be Tupac. Okay. Dylan, you are now Bono. resurrecting
hello,
the demon.
Hello, I am Bono.
There you go.
That's
there
okay.
That's yeah. pretty good.
That was pretty cool. good.
Yeah. All right.
Sir Mr.
Hey,
Bono.
I'm Tupac. What's going on? Why am I here?
Hello, Tupac. I took over Tupac's role.
Oh, yes. Two well, Tupacs.
Two Tupacs. Two Tupac.
Three Pac.
Three Pac.
Can I be Three Pac?
I'm confused.
As you two, we are actually working on a new concept album. It's a ballerina. It's a ballet.
Okay.
About Tupac.
About so it's gonna be two Tupac.
Two Tupac.
Sounds like it's gonna be a hit. Hey man, if you can get those on some androids.
All toes on top.
Nice.
We
nice.
To be honest, flawless. As flawless. I only know one Tupac song.
But he's in your show, or the demon of him is in your show.
He probably doesn't listen when he comes out.
I
right?
guess not.
Yeah,
he's
it's Bono a costume doesn't, change moment.
Yeah, he doesn't have time.
Okay. Bono only listens to you
I can't do the hologram clothes.
You're right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's set the scene. We got Dylan. He's going to be Bono, and then he's going to summon the demon of Tupac, and we're going to find out what was going on with this demon of Tupac, why he seems so hostile. So give us the rundown. How does this go? Dylan, you are now Bono, and you have okay. summoned the demon Tupac.
Tupac, hello, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Why am I here? I don't have any clothes.
This is really how it happened.
We're
going to
trap you in a white dragon. And
what are you talking about?
You got to get him to wear clothes.
You got to, yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got to convince him to wear clothes.
I've been in hell.
We need to clothe you, and you need to stop entering me.
No, I mean I like being naked. It's so hot in hell.
It's hot in hell. What are you going to tell him to get him to wear clothes?
What would happen?
We'll just drape you in something silky and open.
I mean,
like an Arab.
You could still breathe it.
Like a Brian McKnight music video?
How does Tupac know
Brian McKnight? How does Tupac know about that?
Tupac likes
I signed him.
He signed him. He signed him.
Did he?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably.
Absolutely, this is known.
It is known.
It is known.
What do you want to do with me? Why am I here?
Yeah, you just got to summon him.
We just need you on the side of the stage while we play Vertigo.
What's Vertigo? The movie?
Yeah, the movie.
You keep up with Brian McKnight and you don't keep up with U2.
That's a good
it's
point.
It's 2017. I don't know what the hell. I've been dead
YouTube
for 15
hell.
Years.
You don't get YouTube in hell.
No, we get...
YouTube.
We get
YouTube.
Yahoo.
Vimeo.
We get the one season of Community from YouTube.
Oh, that is hell. That is hell. That's terrible. All right, end scene, end scene. Oh, my good Lord. We didn't learn much, but that was horrifying.
What a strange interaction.
We had his terrible glimpse of hell from the demon Tupac about the one season of Community, and it's so hot there. You don't want to wear clothes, even if you leave.
It's very strange how accurate that got.
Oh, my God.
Was that close?
It was.
Dylan played you so well.
Yeah.
I was just thoroughly impressed.
I'm surprised he's not on television already.
I
think he might be.
A Dylan Lust creation. Oh, man. We're going to see it someday. We'll see him on TV. Bono, you have a lot of experience on TV. You've been on TV a lot.
Yes, I've been on Oprah.
You've been on Oprah.
The View.
The View, of course. I think you're an honorary member of The View.
Montel Williams.
Oh, nice.
Montel, man, what is he doing lately?
He has MS.
What?
Wait, what?
Does he really? I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, dang.
He has multiple sclerosis?
Yeah.
Now, for some reason, I thought that was a white thing. You know how, like,
sickle cell. That's how much of a revolutionary he is.
He is so progressive.
He's like, I will.
I love America.
A white people disease.
Yeah. Because I thought, you know, like, sickle cell was a thing only black people could get. And then, for some reason, I thought multiple sclerosis was a bone disease for white people.
I feel uncomfortable.
He's got scabies, too.
How is that making you uncomfortable?
Saying something that only white people or black people can get is just making me feel uncomfortable.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You are a very, very inclusive man. Let's get back to talking about your new show that you're touring with, U2GIO.
That's right. Do you play the card game?
What card game?
Okay, that answers that question.
But it's in the TV show.
So how much of Yu-Gi-Oh! Did you watch to prepare the, you know, the fanfare, the graphics, the holograms, the light show, your attire? I'm sure you guys dress up like the characters from Yu-Gi-Oh!
Of course.
So how much research did you watch the television show? Because it doesn't sound like you did. It sounds like you looked at some stills.
Yeah.
That didn't have cards at all.
They watched the pilot. But there's cards in the pilot, you
remember?
There's
a lot of
cards. There's always someone got split in half. It was very strange.
What?
Let's not talk about that, please. Dylan Lusk is here. And
I'm interested.
He doesn't... Oh, wait, what? This is a complete transition. Maybe it's just because... Well, so you don't want to talk about someone's being split in half with me and Johnny.
Yeah.
But then a superstar enters the studio, enters our sub... And you immediately want to talk about this traumatic event that happened to you as a child.
Yeah, I feel like you explained it well yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
Indeed, I did. Okay, fine.
Not going to talk about fetishes with Bono.
Have you ever watched someone get split in half on an anime? It's great. It's in slow motion. There's like blood spraying everywhere.
When did that happen in Yu-Gi-Oh?
In the pilot.
What part of the pilot?
Oh, I think he's talking about when Kaiba... Seto Kaiba,
yeah,
yes.
His demon was banished from his body, yes. Much like Tupac.
Much like Tupac was summoned.
And an image of him is split in half when Yugi...
is that what you're referring to?
Yes, I banish you, demon.
Okay. And he does the
I can't
hand.
Do a very good Yugi Moto.
Yeah. So that's the part you fixed it on, not the whole cards thing.
Well, I do have the little
obliterate
card deck thing.
That's from way later.
So you do know that there are cards and a card game. Or do you just know about the cards, just not the game?
I just know the holograms. I don't.
Okay.
I just don't understand how you can know about the holograms.
In all fairness, I was totally confused why the fate of the world was dependent on a hologram card game. But you know, I mean,
so
I
am really I.
A lot
so
of people
honestly,
were. A lot of people were.
Most people are confused.
Most
tough
people,
time.
You know, it was a tough time.
Yeah.
Back then,
I was also really. We were debating on doing it like a Digimon.
Were you?
You Tugimon.
Tugimon.
That's a bit of a stretch, I would say. You Tugimon.
Well, we were thinking like, you Tugimon, digital singers, digicoot.
Yeah.
Bono is the champion.
Yeah, okay.
That is true. I like that song, actually. You going to record that song, Bono?
Yeah, you should record that song.
I think I just did.
You're right. We are being recorded. We'll just have to put some music behind it. We're good to go.
No music. No. Raw.
Just raw. That was, wow. All right, you looked me directly in the pupils when you said raw.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It was very scary. Very
really
frightening.
They're going raw. My name is Bono. I have two boats.
Why you have so many boats?
That's how he got here.
One for my hat.
He's got a boat for his hat. He buys a plane seat for his hat. His hat is extremely important.
Yes.
Now, when you wear the hat on stage during your Yu-Gi-Oh performance, mm-hmm. does it get in the way of your Yugimoto hair?
No.
Are you the one that wears the Yugimoto hair?
Well,
no, the demon does.
When Tupac isn't.
You're right.
Yes, I am.
So Tupac is the Yugimoto of the show when he is summoned on stage.
Well, you have to kind of treat Tupac as, because I'm off stage when Tupac is on stage.
Oh, so you're right. There was a costume change.
He's the me. Of the stage when
I understand.
So you're wearing
but
the
I'm
Yugi.
Also the drummer.
You are the drummer. So,
I forgot.
And since the drummer's near the back and he's more of a visual, everyone likes to watch the drummer perform, of course.
Yes.
It's a very fun thing to watch. So what costume do you assume when you're drumming in the band?
I'm one of the Team Rocket members.
Wait.
One of the team.
All right, Johnny, come here for a second.
What's up?
I think Bono is out of his fucking mind.
Yeah. I don't think he knows what he's talking
about.
I think someone told him.
I think a child
explained it to him.
I think a child in a waiting room of a hospital.
That's right.
This child may have been insane.
Inebriated.
Told him about their favorite television show, Yu-Gi-Oh.
And it got a little mixed up. There was Digimon in there.
And they didn't know the difference between Digimon, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh.
And Tupac.
Because they all look so similar. Tupac, I don't think, is involved because it was a child.
You don't
Maybe.
Know.
Who knows?
That child was inebriated.
But it's not part of my theory. And I think Bono went, wow, this is what the future is. This is what we need to do.
And then they're like, okay, we take this on the road.
And they took it on the road.
By the road, I mean every submarine.
Yeah. So we should just let him think this. Right. We shouldn't try.
I think we should break it to him.
Why are you two talking without me? Are you talking about digital monsters?
Of course we are. Yeah. Of course, absolutely. So I guess the follow-up question is, which Team Rocket member were you?
Yeah.
Jesse, obviously.
Okay. Jesse.
It's not obvious. I don't know why you had to ask that. Really.
I have a drum kit, and the front of it has the picture of Meowth.
Of course. Meowth, that's right.
And every time I hit one of the snares, it goes, Meowth, that's right.
Anytime you hit one of the snares, how many snares are in your drum kit?
Well, the ones that say, Meowth, that's right. Is we have four of them.
You have four snares.
I'm not a very good drummer either.
That all say, Meowth, that's right.
Is there anything relating to like any of the Yu-Gi-Oh members? Like any of the people who are in there, like Bakura? Or...
Yes, obviously Bakura, Chung Li, all these amazing characters from the wonderful film franchise Yu-Gi-Oh.
Absolutely. Dylan, aren't you a musician, or am I confusing you with your
he's a magician.
Your magician career.
Yes, magician.
So you are a magician, not a musician.
Yes. I mean, I make magic on the guitar, but
okay. Oh, you.
That's confusing.
I was gonna ask if you knew of any drumming that sounded suspicious, but so this magic you make on guitars.
Yes.
What's your best trick on the guitar?
Smash it.
Oh,
just smash the whole guitar.
That's actually how we start the fires too.
Yeah, see,
like to bring Tupac to stage. Actually, I was looking for a magician to come on stage while I was playing the opening to Sunday Bloody Sunday.
Good opportunity here on this podcast.
Since it's all drum, it just goes do do meow. That's right.
I mean, naturally, that's how four snares at this drum kit would sound like. Do do meow, that's right.
It's a great way to open a song about violent political protests where the government shoots a lot of its citizens down.
People dying in the street, that's right. Sorry,
it's the best. Fun. Yeah, it's good because fun. It needs confirmation.
I don't appreciate you two laughing.
I'm so sorry. It caught me off guard. But this sounds like I'm so glad that this networking happened. Yeah. We're gonna take another quick break. You guys can discuss how Dylan's gonna be integrated into the show. We'll be right back. We'll play some games. We'll get to the plug section, but we'll be right back with more of Sir Mr. Bono and more of a magician Dylan Lusk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Sir Mr. Magician.
That's right.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he's like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, let's take a step back here. I can save you a lot of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that.
And
great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Playing cards.
Wait.
Oh, man. Everyone knows that intro to Yu-Gi-Oh!
Meow, that's right!
Absolutely. Everyone knows that. Love that theme from Yu-Gi-Oh!
That's my favorite theme.
I would get excited every time Yu-Gi-Oh! Came on and that theme song was playing.
I want to be a duel monster or
something. Absolutely. That's all they wanted to be was duel monsters. That was the key of the show.
I love that show.
Welcome back to The Unbelievables. Thank you so much for joining us on this second break. Does anyone do that? I'm not going to ask that question. That's been asked already several times. Nobody tunes in 50 minutes into a podcast unless they're getting into a car and someone's already listening to it and someone goes, what is this? And they're going, hold on. They'll tell you.
Who are you, Paul Shear?
Who am I, Paul Shear?
Yeah.
Oh,
he does that.
Are you a fan of Paul Shear?
I love How Did This Get Made.
You love How Did This Get Made? Any plans on going on that podcast?
Absolutely not.
The better podcast of
I don't like making fun of things.
You don't like to make fun of things?
No.
Okay.
Well, I've been made fun of too
humble
much.
Humble man.
You've been made fun
he
of
is
too
a humble
much?
Man.
Have you ever seen that cartoon show, The South Park?
Yeah.
I don't appreciate it.
The South
you
Park.
You don't like
the
it.
The okay. South Park.
I, yeah.
The South Park.
I know which way South is.
What? He does.
Which way?
The point human it. Compass. He's going to point. Oh, man. He's pointing straight down.
I don't know if that's South.
That's a good one. No, I think he's
he
right,
just pointed
actually.
Pointed to his dick.
Oh. Which is south of me.
Yeah.
South of. Yeah,
whenever,
I guess so.
Everyone knows that whenever Dylan is on a date and he says, hey, I'm about to go down south, he's talking about whipping out his dick.
Yep.
I thought he was talking
says,
about
no, I'm going to
public private.
Fellash myself.
Oh.
You're going to fellash.
Going south.
All right. Well, let's get to our section here. We're going to we've had during the break with the carrier pigeons arrived, but we'll still play the theme. We'll just make sure everyone understands, but this is time for questions from Lorne Michaels.
Ooh.
Another theme from Yu-Gi-Oh!
So many themes.
I know. We just pull from that show and we just absorb it and use it on ours. But everyone knows this section. Lauren Michaels, my high school classmate, my school crush. not to be confused with Lorne Michaels, who we thought these questions were coming from. Turns out we were being duped. It is really my high school classmate, Lauren Michaels.
That's Lauren
and
Michael.
She is sending them via carrier pigeon. And then we ask these questions to our guests. And we will start now with the first one.
Would you win in a fight? Who would win in a fight between Stretch Armstrong, Neil Armstrong, and Lance Armstrong?
That is a good question.
That's a great question.
Stretch Armstrong, who obviously has the benefit of being stretchy.
Yeah, yeah, that's stretchiness. Good.
Neil Armstrong, who obviously has the benefit of being out of this world and being on the moon.
That's right.
And
it's hard to hit him if he's that far away.
And, I know,
and
right?
His gravity
unless
does
you can stretch.
Gravity.
And Lance Armstrong, of course, who has the ability to lie in the face of the press.
That's
about
right.
Whether he's on steroids.
And he is fast.
Sheryl
on a bike.
Crow, though, right?
What's that?
Wasn't Sheryl Crow his thing?
Yeah.
It's hard to catch a crow.
It is.
It's hard to catch a crow.
Bono is right. It is difficult to catch a crow.
I have heard since he is minus a testicle, he is much faster.
That's true. The wind
resistance.
That'll
do it.
That is also true. I've also been told that his lung capacity is inhuman. Like, his lung capacity is very, very strange.
Hold his breath on the moon.
Oh, my God. He can reach the moon, too. So Neil is at a disadvantage here.
You have to have a really good lung capacity to lie that much.
That's true.
And Lance Armstrong, he might be able to do it. If he takes that bike into space.
What's the story on Stretch Armstrong's lungs?
Not that great.
I would guess.
Career smoker.
Yeah, everyone knows that Stretch Armstrong was an avid smoker.
He's filled with sand, so it's kind of. Lungs don't really. Air doesn't go through sand very well.
That's true. Mm. It doesn't go through sand very well.
Well, let's hear it, guys. What do you think? What do you guys? Who would
verdict?
Win in that fight? Let's. We've gone through some rational thoughts here, but what are your thoughts?
I feel like Neil, because he's older and he's more experienced,
and gravity doesn't affect him the same.
Yeah.
He's so old.
Well,
he's
do
dead.
They come to them?
He's dead.
He's extremely old. He's extremely old.
How are you gonna win a fight against a dead man?
Wow! I never thought of that. That's a good point.
Well, gravity. Ever since being the moon, he can just jump really high, like Superman.
Yeah, gravity stayed
with
him.
You're right. So everyone knows that he spent so much time on the moon that it made him superhuman.
I thought it was John Carter of Mars.
Same thing. That was a completely
same. Yeah, it almost sounded like some nerd shit, but I don't want to mention it.
Don't say that.
It's classic literature.
That's right.
Okay?
That is classic literature. Rice Burroughs. Edgar Rice Burroughs.
I could go
it's good rice.
Right now.
I could you know, like a pound of rice burros right now. Just good stuff. Roll it in some paper, and you know, some seaweed paper. You
know,
put some fish in there.
Oh, sushi.
Yeah,
I do like sushi.
Oh, I've heard of that.
Dylan has heard of that. That's
I don't
good.
Like Asian culture.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Wait.
Well, let's hear from Bono. Who do you think of those three? What kind of?
I'm. You know, I've known Stretch Armstrong for a while now.
Okay.
And
personally?
Yes, obviously.
Okay.
I'm Bono.
Yeah,
he's Bono.
I think I'm going to have to go with Stretch Armstrong. I know he has a pump that he puts into his waistband to make him bigger.
Okay.
Yeah, he's like Bane, kind of.
He's the only one who has villains. And, you know, you got to fight villains. You can't just talk to them. You can't just ride a bike.
Yeah, he's like staying sharp. He's staying sharp fighting those villains. What were some of Stretch Armstrong's villains? Do you think they would any of those would benefit him in a fight against Lance or Neil?
I used to know his name.
Brick Jones, or like I just feel like the
Brick House.
Yeah, it's a Brick House. Yeah,
everyone can't resist a Brick House.
That's right.
Now walking down the street, got them legs. No way, way you resist that.
Dylan
would be like, "Hey man, I'm going down south."
I don't understand.
Well, do we have another? All right, we have another question from Lauren.
Let's
get this question in here.
She is in love with you, man.
She sounds hot.
She provides
his name was his name was Vacman.
Vacman.
That was Stretch Armstrong's villain's name. He started very long and stretchy, and then you put a vacuum on him, and he got tighter and smaller, very strong.
You know what else is like a vacuum?
Who?
Space.
Oh, Neil Armstrong has.
I feel like
so shit.
How did Neil Armstrong die? Because did he die in the vacuum of space? And now he's
Stretch Armstrong.
Oh my God! Is this what's happening? Neil Armstrong died in the vacuum of space.
What if he went to
became Vac Man, and now he is Stretch Armstrong's natural enemy? This is unprecedented, an amazing revelation. I you know what, Bono? You cracked the case.
You did it.
This is something we've been investigating, and we discovered it.
I'm glad absolutely. To help. It's always good to help a friend.
Thank God.
Not you. Stretch Armstrong.
You're not a friend.
Yeah, I didn't expect so. All right, let's get on to our other question from Lauren. That first one, that's just so good. All right, here we go. This one's a little bit more serious. What was your first job?
Oh.
What was your first job?
Bono?
Either one of you can answer here.
Well, oh boy. I don't know if I want to tell you this one.
Okay.
I'm very ashamed of it.
You're ashamed of your first job.
I worked in a grocery store.
Oh, God.
You worked in a grocery store.
Yes.
So I'm assuming this is in Liverpool or Dublin.
Dublin. I have heard that podcast. I do not appreciate it.
Lovable lads from Liverpool.
I may have been on it, but it was simply a PR stunt. It was not.
I believe it. I completely believe it. So in Dublin, you're just bagging some groceries. Grosh?
Yes.
That's what they say.
It was called
some grosh.
Bag the grosh.
Bag some grosh.
We were working at Arena Rico's. Well, it's now called Giant Eagle. But
Giant Eagle in Ireland?
Wow.
My God, they're doing so well for themselves. I thought that was a Northeast Ohio thing.
Well, it was Arena Rico originally.
Oh, they got overtaken by the Giant Eagle. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows, hey, if you listen to this podcast, Giant Eagle, they're dangerous. They're big.
Yes. But I was working in the waste department.
Okay. The waste department, all right.
Yes. I worked near the dumpster. We didn't actually have a dumpster. We called the little box. It was just a cardboard box that we just threw old food in.
Okay.
Okay.
We called it the dumpster. And that was the waste department, you and other...
Well, it was just me. And
it was just you.
My job was to essentially eat
the food. Garbage?
To get rid of it. And I was...
Good Lord.
Ireland,
raccoon.
Ireland was going through some hard times.
Ireland, obviously. Absolutely. I guess I only have one follow-up question. How large was this cardboard box?
It was very tiny.
It was extremely small. You guys didn't have a lot of waste then.
Well, no, we had a lot of waste. I just didn't have very much time to eat the food before we got more food.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's tragic.
Yeah.
Did you put on a few pounds from that or
no? Surprisingly, I have a very good metabolism.
Okay. Metabolism, which is Irish,
the Irish
for metabolism
for spleen.
For it's very,
it's a very good spleen.
Lots of potatoes.
What about you, Dylan? What was your first job?
I worked on a farm.
You worked on a farm.
Yes.
Yeah, you are from West Pennsylvania, yep, which is the worst part of Pennsylvania, yes, the worst arguably.
Cardinal direction of that state.
Yeah, and you would know. You would see, know. When you were born, you knew immediately. You're like, West.
You're like, this is
first
the,
words.
It's like, I know where
world.
I am in this state.
Yes, yeah,
I know. First thing I said.
I'm like, the
this
West.
Is the worst part
and
of the
you pointed directly at yourself because yes. you were there.
Yep.
So what farm? Oh, was this Old McDonald's?
What are you gonna say? That?
I'm so sorry. It's the only farm I know. I'm not a very cultured man.
Was it the animal?
I know Old McDonald. Please don't talk about him.
So sorry. I won't slander Mr. McDonald any further. But whose farm was this?
It was. I believe the guy's name was Wes.
Wes in the West.
Wes Ambrose, I believe.
Wes Anderson. Ooh, yeah.
Wes
sorry.
Anderson.
It was Wes
Bruce.
Ambrose. And what did you do? What did you do on this farm?
I was a horse.
Oh, are you saying that he worked you real hard, or are you saying you were literally a horse?
I was a horse.
I was trying to figure out what you were.
Yeah.
I saw you had four legs and kept pooping. I was trying not to be rude.
Wait, you swam to this submarine. You're a horse.
Horses can swim.
Yeah, it's not my job anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a filmmaker now. Yes.
Who's also a horse.
Good heavens.
No longer a horse.
Sorry. Adam.
He's a great comedian. He's a great comedian.
I was very large and unaware of my size. I was very agitated all the time.
I didn't
like people sitting on me.
Did flies bother you? And then you had to flick them away?
Not as much as you'd think.
Okay. Oh, so they were more your friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're always
hanging
out.
That's a common misconception. Yeah. They're your only visitors.
Yeah.
Wow.
What happened with that job? Did you overthrow the humans and create Animal Farm? Or?
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go.
There's a book about that.
Asked and answered. All right. Well, thank you so much to my guests, Dylan Lusk. That's our show for you guys today. We do have one section, of course. I said our guest, Dylan Lusk. I didn't mention Sir Mr. Bono. I'm so sorry. Sir Mr. Bono, I wanted to give you your own congratulations and thanks for coming on our show. But we do have one last section. And what section might that be?
I don't know. I think
I'm
going to
load up the sound bite that we have ready for it, and it might tell us.
Okay.
Let's listen closely.
Ooh, it's a sex section.
It might be.
But now is when we fuck.
I've always wanted to fuck a horse.
Whoa.
Dylan's going down south.
Oh, child.
Meowth. That's right.
Meowth. That's right.
All right.
That is correct.
Welcome to the Unbelievables plug section, and we're going to begin with our guests, of course, Sir Mr. Bono.
Thank you.
Tell us about these Yu-Gi-Oh shows coming up. Are you near the end of your tour, or what's going on?
Oh, you haven't even started yet.
You haven't even started. All right.
With everything I've been telling you has just been stage rehearsal.
Okay. Wow. Okay. All right. So,
well, yes, we are starting. We're going on a four-city tour.
Four-tour city. Taking that city with you.
Four-tour and seven cities ago.
Okay. That's what you began.
I like telling jokes sometimes.
Oh.
It's a good joke. It's a good one.
Yes, we're doing
the first joke.
We're going to Poughkeepsie. And then we're going to...
You swing on over to Amityville while you're there, too.
Chattanooga.
Just do the horror city tour.
Why are you making fun of me?
Why are you making fun of him?
I'm so sorry.
That's Sir Mr. Bono over there.
All right. I'll keep quiet. Maybe over to Detroit?
We're doing the two cities in Iowa. I don't remember which ones.
Okay.
Des Moines?
Everyone keep an eye.
Maybe Des Moines. I don't remember exactly. Okay. I'm not a topographical map. I don't understand.
You might want to take Dylan along.
Oh, I've asked him if he wanted to do the magician thing, and he's like,
Whoa. So,
well, I can't do both.
Yeah, that's two jobs. Directions. That's a lot of jobs.
If I got to tell you what direction is east, I am done for the day after
that's
that.
Right.
Yeah.
You're like an X-Men.
Yeah.
That's your power.
Well, yes, we have those shows. You can just follow me on U2Gio.com /yeah/get on it.
Got it? Okay.
No dot com or anything?
It's dot me out, that's right.
Dot me out, that's right.
And then I was also... I have a lot of time on the road, so I was listening to a lot of podcasts. Not this one, obviously.
But, oh, that wasn't obvious.
Yeah, it was.
But, I kind of assumed.
Yeah. I came across this podcast called Second Shot. It's by these two losers from Cleveland, George Dunn and Devin Newsom.
Hey, we know them. I know George.
They're very nice.
That's good.
Yeah, he's all right. Yeah,
Bono thinks they're losers.
They're fucking nerds.
That means you should listen to their show.
And they do a show where they basically just they talk about things that people don't like or they love, and they go back and give it a second shot, and they have a discussion about it and try and change the other person's mind. I believe I've messaged him, and he's a big U2 fan. He told me that this week they're going to be talking about Tokyo Drift. The Fast and the Furious franchise. Nice.
So all you did was say, "Hey, I'm Bono, and I'm not a fan of your show, but I listened to it, and I want to know what the next one is." And he was just like, "Oh, of course, Mr. Bono, I'll tell you."
He will do most things for Bono.
Oh, I bet he will. I bet he will. So okay, yeah. So the next episode is going to be about Tokyo Drift. I actually love that movie. Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
I'm quite a fan too. I know that's George's first episode where he gets to like something.
Oh,
because
oh.
he's had
good
to watch the movies, The Goods. And Batman vs. Superman.
And those are movies he notoriously does not
like. He deserves
like.
To like something, finally.
You know what? You're right. You know? Give George something to like.
It's very hard for him.
That's my message out to everyone. Please find George Dunn and just hand him something he enjoys. He desperately needs it.
Most likely just Skittles. It's fine.
Find
Skittles.
Him on the street. Give him some Skittles.
Yeah. Give him a pamphlet in which he can complain about literally anything. He will fill that shit out.
That's right. And then also give him another pamphlet about how you found God.
He loves those. He loves those.
He loves having religion forced upon him.
He loves it. Absolutely. All right, Dylan. I'm sorry. Were you concluded,
I'm done.
Bono? Okay, good. So sorry.
I was going to make a joke, but...
Oh, what is it?
What did the rabbit say to the hole?
What did the rabbit say to the hole?
Where's the carrots?
Oh my God, that's my favorite joke.
I do like that joke.
Oh, it's such a good joke. Speaking of jokes, let's hear this joke.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's deep.
Joke's on you.
If you would have done that earlier, I would have left.
Well, it's a good thing we did a whole episode.
Yeah. Well, this Friday, I will be at the Rialto Theater.
What an audible
doing
gasp.
Thriller Be Thrilled.
Oh!
A show by the...
A Chad Weaver production.
The sexy, sexy womanizer, Chad Weaver.
Yep.
Teen comedian?
He is also a teen comedian.
Teen wolf and teen comedian.
Oh my God, I never knew that.
Teen wolf and teen
And Sunday, I will be at Hilarities in Cleveland.
Very good.
Yeah, I won free tickets to a show.
Is that the Bill Burr show?
No.
Oh, because I saw you were excited about that. Oh.
That is in May, I believe.
Oh, okay. Now,
this is Curtis Cook.
Oh, yeah. Curtis Cook.
They were like, "You got free tickets this weekend. When's a good day for you?" I was like, "Maybe Sunday." I was like, "Who's performing?" They're like, "Curtis Cook." I was like, "I know him."
That's great.
They're like, "Well, the other days are the Sklar Brothers." And I was like, "Just give me the Curtis Cook."
Sklar Brothers are great. They have a great podcast.
I don't like two people on stage. It's weird.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfectly
or four
fine.
People.
Hey, straight from the horse's mouth.
Which?
I've heard that about
which
horses.
Which is which? Which one is the Sklar? Which one is the brother? That is always what I want to know. I can't watch them either.
Why are
I
you
totally agree.
That's the entire act.
Oh.
That's their thing. That's what they say.
Hey, I was giving everyone a preview.
Don't steal someone else's act.
If you want to hear that again,
head on over to Hilarities. What is it, Saturday or something? Whatever they are.
I think
are.
It's Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah, okay, cool. Good for them.
I don't work for them.
Well, go see Curtis Cook. He's a great comedian. He's originally from the Northeast Ohio area. And he's a friend of the show in that he does not know about the show.
I imagine he'd be a friend.
Yeah, nice. I imagine
nice
so.
Guy. Nice guy.
He's a nice guy. Anything else? Any other things you want to plug? Perhaps you want to plug your upcoming short film?
I don't know when that's happening.
Oh, it's still in pre-production?
I don't know when it's done. No, we're shooting more tomorrow. But
very exciting.
He doesn't want to give
it
a release
probably
date.
Won't actually be
putting
out
together your shooting
like
schedule.
Next year, maybe.
Oh. Right. And, I mean, movies are tough. They take a lot of time.
I believe it.
And tough to watch, tough to make.
Tough to watch.
Tough to watch. Oh, I just can't believe I'm watching this movie.
Things real complicated.
It's just
I go back to when I was a horse.
Everyone on the screen is talking. I just got to pay attention to so much.
That's right.
Terrible. All right. Everyone knows it. Do you guys want to plug your social media at all? At all. If not, you don't have to.
Just Dylan Lusk on Facebook.
Dylan Lusk on Facebook. Friend him on Facebook, even if you don't know who him. He is.
Yeah, that's right.
I add a lot of people who I don't know.
As do I. That's
I don't.
The shitty comedian.
If the mutual
sway.
Friend is one comic I know, I'm like, maybe.
Sure.
Maybe they're a fan.
Maybe they are a fan. Probably.
And then they're usually horrible.
It's also a robot.
Probably also a robot.
Usually robots. There's always hot chicks that just moved to the area that message me wanting to hang out.
I'm always getting notifications of hot chicks in my area, yeah. too.
I don't.
I always contact them. I just give them money. They just need money.
Well, they just moved.
Moving is
expensive.
Yeah,
moving is expensive. They're trying to get settled.
Furniture. Yeah.
You get to see their boobs. So
it's kind of cool. I've never seen any boobs.
Never.
What are they? Well, Bono's a different... Bono. He lives in a different world.
Yep. He is Bono.
Johnny, of course, we know he is not on social medias. You cannot find him. You cannot follow him on there, but you can follow him in real life. Please do.
Try.
Yeah.
Please try.
Try, I dare you.
Track him down via aircraft.
See what happens.
So instead, he spends his time working on projects on the sub. And
that's
right. What project have you been... You've had an extended project since we've been gone for about
that's
a
right.
week.
That's right. I've completely rewired the sub.
Oh.
I just put all the electricity on the outside in the water.
So you wired all of the electricity that yeah. we're producing, and it's going straight into the ocean.
It yeah. was much harder to get into the sub this time.
Yeah. I took off all the rubber they put around the cords.
Because
it's like, well, I can't even touch the wires. I can't get to the wires.
You can't yeah. move the current around in the wire if it's covered in rubber.
Rubber. Who covers it? Whose idea was that?
I don't know.
So I just wrapped it around. So now if you try to get in, just so you know, don't use the door.
Okay.
You're going to have to use a drill, but wear gloves, several layers, and then just like unscrew the one side. We'll have to go up.
Take off the hinges.
Yeah. We'll have to go to.
You'll have to show me.
You saw me do it when I came in.
Yeah,
I didn't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
You must have brought your.
It
own
was a
grill.
Whole process. There was a couple other people that didn't make it.
I came in through the torpedo chute.
Oh,
you did. I didn't seal that part.
Hey, he's Bono. He has to make an entrance.
I am also stretchy, like Stretch Armstrong and Tombs from X.
Stretch Armstrong. Friend of the show, right?
Friend of the show. Yeah. I wouldn't want to be an enemy of Stretch Armstrong.
That's true.
Absolutely not.
Novak Man are you.
Novak Man am I. The only plugs I have for the show is to follow the show on Twitter at Tunbelievables or Unbelievables Podcast on Twitter. You can find us very easily there. I am Mike_Calhoun on the Twitter. It's soccer season, so I'm going to be talking a lot about the Columbus Crew. So if you want to hear about that, follow me, I guess. It's going to be just me regurgitating how mad or sad I am or happy.
Happy.
It's going to be a good season after each game. But yeah, thanks for listening. Tune in. We try to get these out every week, unless, of course, one of us has mono, which rhymes with Bono, coincidentally, or strep throat, which is what I had at the same time. But listen to the Lousy Weather Media Network. We've got a lot of shows. We just added Keep It 99. Great show. And listen to, of course, George Dunn, friend of the show's podcast, Second Shot. There are four. How many episodes you got, Bono? Or do they got Bono? They got five episodes in,
way
right?
to break the wall.
I didn't break any walls.
The fifth episode will be up this Wednesday.
Fifth episode up this Wednesday, absolutely. All right, cool. I thought I had some other plugs, but I don't. Oh, come to Grumpy Dave's. It's going to be happening tomorrow. Me and Tabitha Jones. Tabitha Jones will be doing her first 15-minute set. It's going to be great. We're going to have a great time. And then come out to the Funny Stop on Wednesday, and I'll be there. I'll see you guys. I'll be in my suit, and I'll be telling you some jokey jokes. I got
jokey
a couple new ones.
Jokey jokes.
A couple jokey jokes. It's going to be a good time.
DJ
All right.
Jokey Joke.
Yeah, I am DJ Jokey Joke on stage. That's my new persona. It's a new character I'm doing. All right. Thank you guys so much. Goodbye. We will talk to you next time.
Au revoir.
BlueApron.com.
What?
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.